Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Nearing the end of January.
Boy, it goes by fast.
It seems like it's just going faster and faster.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming to accept that things are never really going to slow down. You know how we keep thinking, oh, you know, like in a couple of weeks when things slow down.
Yeah.
Oof.
No, they definitely don't.
No, so we just have to be so discerning on what we say yes to.
That is really a good point. Saying no is one of the most valuable things we can do for ourselves.
This was not planned.
You know, we should just stop this right now. I'm not... Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks. No, this is one of my highlights.
Yeah, anyway, mine too. Ahead. Mine too.
Not planned, you say.
So this was not planned, me saying that. But I do have a good friend who really understands, you know, my struggle with saying no. And so she got me this button.
Oh, right. We'll have to describe that for the audio audience.
So it's a button that has a giant no on it. And
it's a big red plastic button.
You can't miss it.
Black, you know, you can't.
And
sure.
You press it and it says no in all kinds of different ways.
Are some of them not for family audiences? Is that... I don't remember.
Well, I mean, just brace yourself. I mean, my children love to press this. That's why I keep it at the office because
oh, sure.
I might go crazy.
Can we hear one?
Just one. Okay.
Okay.
Here it is.
No.
Oh, that was pretty mild. We should do one more.
Can you bring it a little closer to Mike too? Okay. Next one.
N-O. No.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and he gets increasingly irritated. Anyway, it was a good reminder.
And that is going to be our bonus number one prize for the raffle this year. That's probably more valuable to us than almost anything we could offer.
I should also mention that the same friend gave me a 30-second dance party. So when you're just kind of feeling like you're going through the slog, I will refrain from playing that one.
All right.
But you can press that and... you have no choice but to dance.
It brings the happy.
Yeah, and it just, you know, if you have that 3 o'clock slump, anyway.
Yeah, I like it. That was a joke about the raffle, by the way. We will not be giving away no buttons as part of the raffle. I don't want to get caught in that. All right, well, shall we talk about the upcoming events? Oh, no, you wanted to talk about something. The event you went to this morning.
Yes. So this morning, well, also on Monday, was Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and all of the classes celebrated that in many different ways. But then this day, Friday, we had a student-only assembly, and many classes shared either songs or poems or reflections. And it was just really lovely. Mm. The upper grade stayed for the last piece that Mr. Schmidt put together with his eighth grade class. And it was really moving. It was a response to, back in 1963, of course you remember all that was happening in Birmingham and how there were so many demonstrations. Mm-hmm. And although they were, you know, in large part very peaceful, they were disruptive, as they needed to be, you know, mm-hmm. to get folks' attention. And so there was actually a group of local clergymen who wrote and published in the newspaper an appeal to Dr. King and his sympathizers to cease this kind of disruption and saying, you know, this isn't how it's done. I mean, this is reminiscent, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't how it's done. There's a better way. And then from his jail cell, because he had actually been arrested, he got wind of this this letter and wrote a really incredibly powerful response, as he was known to do. But it was really moving because Mr. Schmidt set it up, you know, and gave a little bit of history and then had the students read portions of each letter. And Margot Wade, you know, went and sat, you know, at a desk as if she were, he called her Margot Luther King Jr., just, you know, it was very funny. But really, it was so powerful to, you know, hear her write back and say, you know, the time is nigh. Mm-hmm. And really... the impact of of not staying silent. Anyway, it was great. Kudos to that class. And I hope you all found a way to commemorate that celebration of bravery and advocacy. And yeah. So, I have to mention too, they sang this two songs in the eighth grade. They really took this up this year. They sang one called This Train, which I hadn't heard before. And then they taught it to us at the end. And it was kind of a toiling song.
Okay.
And then there was one other that was called, I believe it was called Stand Up. I really wish we could have recorded that. Mm. But it's worth, taking a listen or, certainly ask your students because all the upper grade students learned it. It's really beautiful.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. All right. Now we'll talk about upcoming events.
Yeah. Let's look at the calendar.
So what's the date today? It's the 21st. So we are in this already, and we're going to say more about this in a moment, but re-enrollment period runs from the 17th through the 31st, which is going to come up pretty fast. February 1st is the Lunar New Year celebration. February 21st through 25th, parent-teacher conferences and winter break. And March 19th is the annual raffle drawing and celebration.
Oh, things are getting exciting again.
Yeah.
So we should talk about the re-enrollment period.
Yeah.
Okay. Re-enrollment period is now through January 31st. Already? We can hardly believe it ourselves. We are pleased to announce a few updates recently approved by the PRWS Board of Directors to streamline our re-enrollment process. There are some notable changes for the 22-23 school year. The re-enrollment fee has changed from $165 per family to $50 per child per household or contract. PRWS will no longer assess a separate per-student supply fee. This amount allocated to cover supplies has been rolled into and is reflected in the 22-23 tuition rates. A simplified tuition adjustment application to be completed by families with demonstrated need is now included as part of the re-enrollment registration form. And finally, re-enrollment registration forms and adjustment applications are due on or by January 31st, 2022. Forms received after this date will incur a late charge of $50 per month overdue. Pick up enrollment registration forms in the school office, outside the main entrance, or via the PRWS website. Please contact Angie Bernstein, PRWS Business Coordinator, with any questions. Just a reminder, completed re-enrollment form and payment are due on or by January 31st, 2022. That's next Friday. A special note, the re-enrollment registration period ending on the 31st does not apply to students enrolled or expected to be enrolled via the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program. Stay tuned for more information regarding re-enrollment for students participating in school choice, which will begin on February 1st.
PRWS raffle, important dates and information. This year's raffle theme is Gather Together, and raffle prizes lend themselves to making lasting and delicious memories with loved ones. Important raffle rules, dates, and selling tips are available via a link here in the lunchbox. There are still several raffle packets individually labeled with each family's name to be picked up in the school office. I need to pick ours up after we record this afternoon.
But if you don't, read on.
Okay, stop by the school office to collect yours. I will, but if I don't, any packets not collected by Friday afternoon will be sent home with your child. I want to save her from that embarrassment. That would be mortifying, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I guess in the seventh grade, so many things are.
Francis Levin!
That's exactly what.
Get your raffle tickets for your layabout parents.
Well, you know.
That's very Waldorfian.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasant Ridgey.
No means no.
Okay. Hey, the February hot lunch menu is already out. Please fill it out, attach payment, and leave in the office no later than January 28th. Check in the office if you'd like to inquire about your credit status. So, something really important to note on February 1st is the Lunar New Year. And this is the first time, I believe, that we have had our Korean visitors with us during this time, which is really one of the most important celebrations of the year for many Asian folks. We are so excited to have a special lunch that day, and it will be the traditional rice cake soup with the good luck tangerine or maybe one of those cuties. And oh my gosh, there's so much excitement about this lunch. Sumi and Julie and Shihan and Mia have met to talk about the logistics. It sounds super delicious, no pun intended. And there will be individual toppings that the children can choose to place on their rice cake soup. So I'm really interested to see what this is going to look like. You know, I'm thinking matzo ball. I'm thinking, I don't believe that it's, you know, a regular rice cake that you would submerge. It's, you know, something special that is bought. And then, but the toppings, this sounds so delicious, will be, I know seaweed is one of them. I know that there will be a ground beef option. And then what was the other one? Oh dear.
Candy corn?
No.
Candy cane?
No.
Candy?
I don't believe it's sweet. Oh, why don't I remember? Well, you'll just have to stay tuned, but it sounds really delicious. And it sounds like there will be a celebration that day. And Miss Cho is especially excited because she has really fond memories of this being her favorite holiday. Mm. And she will be making dumplings with the first grade children. And I know that some of the Korean students brought the traditional clothing called hanbok. And there will be an opportunity, you know, to dress up. Oh, and here's what Ms. Cho was telling me. Mm. They will add something to the Lunchbox Express next week to give us a little more anticipation of a little overview and what to anticipate for that festival day on the 1st. And but one of the important things in Chinese tradition, folks wear red because there's a dragon. And they want to keep this dragon away. And this dragon is, I'm not going to say too much, but I know that it's afraid of the color red and noise like drums and firecrackers. And it's going to be splendid.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really does sound fun.
Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to just bring this as a regular tradition, regular festival.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Whether our friends are here or not.
Yes. I mean, certainly we have, you know, students, and this is something that's celebrated in so many places around the world. So we're looking to other Waldorf schools, you know, to see, you know, how they've brought this too. Stay tuned.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to Ms. Cho and to Mia Hazley and to Sumi and to Loma and all the folks who are involved in bringing that here.
Wisconsin Parental Choice Program enrollment for the 22-23 school year begins soon. We believe in extending the opportunity of Waldorf education to all children, regardless of their family's income. PRWS is entering our second year in the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program with openings in kindergarten through grade 7 for the 22-23 school year. Open enrollment begins February 1st, 2022, and runs through mid-April. Please see the DPI website for more information about the program, and there's a link here in the lunchbox, including eligibility and how to apply. Please note, all families currently enrolled via the Choice Program are required to confirm their intent to continue participation for the 22-23 school year through DPI. Please contact Jordan Brudos with any questions.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because while currently participating families do not have to resubmit financial information every year to be eligible, once you're in the program, you're in the program as long as you continue to indicate every year with DPI that you your intent to continue in the program. But that's an important step to be sure to stay enrolled via parental choice.
Great.
PRWS is hiring. And take it from me, a great place to work. We are seeking an office manager to join our admin team. This is a full-time or possibly part-time shared role for the right candidates. Hours are 8 to 3:30 Monday through Friday during the school year, with flexible hours in June and August. The school is closed for the entire month of July. See the full job description on our website. Applications may either be picked up in the front office or printed from our website. Please reach out to Jordan Brudos with any questions. I have to say, you know, we've been, because we're without an office manager right now, you know, thankfully, Barb Andre has been filling in a few days a week, and then the rest of the admin team has been taking days. And it's a really important role.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really the kind of the face of the school, and, you know, you just are the person that, you know, if somebody needs a Band-Aid or if, you know, they bumped their head on the ice, you know, they come to for comfort and, you know, kind of a wing person, wing man, wing woman for, you know, so many of our faculty. And anyway, consider it. It's also really rewarding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And very much appreciated.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Mr. Schmidt has been known, as among others, to bring in, you know, funny notes to, you know, for attendance, you know, as a as a welcome gesture, and, you know, just to add a little fun to the office manager's day.
Mm. All right, some updates for COVID testing options. PRWS students and their family members 12 months and older are now able to receive COVID testing, PCR only at this time, through the LaFarge School District. If you're interested in taking advantage of this testing option, please reach out to Jordan Brudos for registration information and to coordinate an appointment time. Every home in the U.S. is now eligible to order 4 at-home COVID-19 antigen tests. The tests are completely free. Orders will usually ship in 7 to 12 days. Order your tests now so you have them when you need them. There's a link here to place your order. We did that already at our house.
Oh, good. Yes, don't delay. I mean, I tend to be a delayer, but but that is one that you really, and when the need arises, you do not want to have to wait 7 to 12 days.
No kidding. The state of Wisconsin and Vault Medical Services have teamed up to offer a new PCR COVID-19 testing option for everyone who lives in Wisconsin with or without symptoms at no cost. This new service allows people to collect their own saliva samples for testing in their home. And also a link here in the lunchbox to request a collection kit.
Oh, so jump ropes, folks. Don't forget your jump ropes. You do have until the end of the month. But this is another thing that you don't want to delay. I have a sixth grader, and they have been so busy. I think that they've made 18 jump ropes so far.
Wow.
Oh, just gorgeous combinations. And of course, if you don't know, they hand, weave. It's not weaving.
Make.
Yeah. They hand make,
craft.
Mm-hmm. All those things. I mean, we need to take a video and put it online of this production, because you have all these different colors of yarn that you get to choose. I think you have something like 17 colors from which to choose. And then they put them together. And then they, you know, wind them with this hand crank wooden machine.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah.
And you have different lengths you can order depending. I mean, you can get the length that's recommended for your age and size, or you can just get whatever you want. We have found another use for one of our jump ropes that had not occurred to me before, but it's actually great.
What is it?
Tying it up sort of in a tighter bundle, and it's a dog toy.
Oh.
Pretty good. A little dog pull kind of toy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and my girls find all kinds of uses for them. You know, we have several from over the years, but they look so pretty. You know, hanging, I'm often the one hanging them back up on the on the hook, but they're, you know, just a burst of color and a reminder of, you know, that sweet process. And most sixth graders get to do this as a fundraiser for the class. And it sounds like they're building some really incredible upper body strength making these. So so your support is really appreciated.
Yeah.
This is their first fundraiser.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. We should talk about the raffle because it is upon us soon. I do know that Simon, one of our raffle committee folks, has been in touch with the Viroqua Food Co-op again this year to see if we can get a couple of days.
Oh yeah.
Where we can go as parents and offer raffle tickets. That's really a friendly crowd there. And so we will announce those dates and an opportunity for parents who would like a little bit of extra help. We'll have the prizes all set out, you know, to pique folks' interest.
Excellent.
So, yeah. So that's coming up. They're fun prizes this year. And we are also planning a party, a family fun night, if you will. And of course, we're just, you know, waiting to see how all this goes. But we are hoping to include pizza and an in-person event.
I like pizza.
I love pizza.
I like pizza a lot. Mm-hmm. We're planning to have some pizza tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where do you get your pizza?
We're going to do something different tonight. We're going to the Fortney and eating Driftless pizza there.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. The kids haven't been to the Fortney yet.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Oh, it's nice in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So I have a raffle question for you.
What's that?
I see that the drawing is on the 19th of March. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what the deadline is for getting your tickets in.
Oh, so the Monday before.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Let's see. So that would be, is that the, it's not the 12th, no.
Somewhere in that range.
Yes, yeah, the 14th, I think. I've seen some folks are already starting to sell them online, or promote them online, rather. And there are a couple of, you know, really fun interactive links that folks can click on to see what the prizes are.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
check those out.
Yeah, we even talked about getting our children to do some videos, you know, to encourage other people to sell their tickets.
Oh,
we'll see what happens. Mm. Wouldn't that be fun?
I do like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some community news from Thoreau's Garden. Happy January, happy New Year, happy returning of light. Ooh, I can't wait for that. We're starting to plant seeds for spring over here. It's so exciting. Did you know we have tables to hang out at inside the greenhouses? I did not know that. Mm-hmm. It's our favorite place for meetings, tea breaks, lunch, and you're welcome to come hang out anytime. We have a cooler full of flowers, arrangements, and affordable fresh-cut salad greens, a sweet mix of baby arugula, lettuce, mustard, and kale. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be having an all-day open house on January 29th, be featuring afternoon workshops, free and no registration required, at 1:30 and 3 p.m. on houseplant care, as well as discounted prices on selected plants. Come with questions to ask Master Gardener Arwen Wildingway and the rest of our committed staff. Refreshments will be served. Also, we're excited to be offering some classes with the Driftless Folk School, Saturday, January 29th, cut flower arrangement, Saturday, February 5th, hand-built, I didn't even know how to say that, hypertufa, how do you pronounce that word? Any idea?
I don't know.
Anyway, hypertufa, hopefully that's
hypertufa?
Close enough.
Hypertufa?
Hypertufa, H-Y-P-E-R-T-U-F-A, planter class. I should go to that one just to find out how you say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Sunday, February 27th, seed starting and garden planning. Saturday, March 12th, simple fairy gardens.
Oh, nice.
Check out the Driftless Folk School's website to sign up and find class information.
Hey, David.
Hey, Robin.
Can you tell us a little bit about, I know that this is an aside, but we talked about it last time, and I'm sure that if folks listen regularly, they're going to want to know how those PRWS alum over at Youth Initiative fared on their winter camping trip.
From what I heard, which is basically from Peter, he loved it.
Oh. I heard the same from the folks that I know over there. They said it was cold, but it was really, really fun and a great bonding experience. And
yeah, it was crazy. He's not really, I don't think of him as that outdoorsy, mm-hmm. although he does love these trips now. But he had no complaints. It's not like he was just dying to get home and into the house. He actually mm-hmm. walked himself home from school that day rather than coming to get picked up. Like, what? Yeah, he just really loved it. It's amazing.
I'm so glad. Cool.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Because mm-hmm. many of our listeners, that's in their future. Right?
Sure.
I imagine mm-hmm. a lot of our kids are going to end up a youth and they're going to make it to their junior year and they're going to go do hard things. Yeah.
Yes.
It's beautiful, really.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I think that that's it for this week.
I think you're right.
Well, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you. Always happy. Always happy to be here mm-hmm. with you, Robin.
Well, thank you. Likewise. Okay, friends. Look for Lunar New Year information in next week's lunchbox because I think that the next time we meet will be after February 1st.
Yeah.
We meet every 2 weeks. And so be sure to look there. Start getting out all of the red clothing items that you have.
Yeah, and the re-enrollment period will be closed by then, except for the school choice folks. Mm-hmm. And you got to get raffle tickets. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep, lots to do.
All right, then. I better go do it.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care.